joined by George Cleekle. George is the St. John's Lakes Territory manager and a new fit-for-purpose Rotorua ambulance station has been opened. A Māori Tau, Whare Wakamanaki, and it's on Tingai Road. Last week, Penny was there, Stevie Chadwick and the councillors as well, St. John's staff and volunteers there to open this facility, which has a strong taha Māori sort of look and feel to it, which it should too, I guess, because Rotorua's population, probably half Māori as well. George Cleekle with us for a kōrero today. George, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Good to catch you. Thank you for having
me. Thanks for joining us, George. So we want to see more Māori in the ambulance service, which would be neat, and I guess over time we'll be seeing that. But what is important, first and foremost, is that it's a new facility and the service that St. John can provide at crucial times is enhanced. What's the new whare mean to you, George? What's neat about it from your perspective?
Oh, this is a major investment for us. It's been 27 years in the making in Rotorua. We've been looking at the need to expand our facilities for quite some time. It's been a huge collaboration. And in this particular case, this actually came about as part of a shovel-ready project that's enabled us to take this final step forward. It's a big investment for Rotorua. It means that we've got our resources positioned around the lake, around the town, and we've got a larger capacity for our people to provide the care. It's a massive step forward. We're really excited about this.
George, before we talk about the physical aspects of the whare, can we just touch on encouraging rangatahi into the AMBO service? It's wonderful mahi, and I'm hoping that there are pathways being created to get more of our peeps involved in that AMBO work. What would you say of where we're at and the efforts that might be pushing in that direction?
Oh, absolutely. This is a big focus for us at the moment, is how do we boost, attract, and make sure that we have an organisation reflective of the communities that we serve, like in Rotorua, and how do we get rangatahi into the service and see this as a career opportunity that's available to them. The gateway for that, we've got tertiary providers that that train our paramedicine degree program, but also St. John has that practical hands-on volunteering approach that means that people who have a genuine interest, that have that caring philosophy, that kaupapa that sits in the community, can join and come on board, and we provide that training. And actually, I think that sits really well with that same philosophy, with that cultural concept that we want to show and display. You know, you can be there, you can be a part of our whānau as well, and learn as you go. And it's just about making sure that we get that message out there and that we make sure that we're ready to support the rangatahi as they come in.
George, let's talk about the physical nature of the whare now, which has a lot of Māori design concepts as well. When you wander around the facility, what stands out for you?
It was really important to me that this new facility reflected both the community that we serve and our people. And with that, we needed a really strong cultural concept that came through that. And we worked with Te Puia, shout out to Mariana and Araya, who did some amazing work from the very beginning of this concept. So we met every couple of weeks to talk about how we could weave a cohesive vision through the property, through the whole landscaping, through the building itself. We eventually settled on a beautiful theme of rongoā, and we made sure that we reflected that in the artwork throughout the building, that each room had a variation and a theme on that rongoā, and that we could provide that as also an educational backdrop to our staff to remind them of the significance of traditional medicines, medicines that are still used by the community today, and the impact that that had. We've also got a beautiful po coming for the site in another couple of months. Out the front, I've seen the early concept designs, and it is absolutely breathtaking. I think that that for us gives us a whole new feel. Even the name Māori Tau, you know, the idea of being able to be peaceful and to replenish yourself and to be prepared for the work that we go out and do. It's beautifully reflective of our mahi.
It sounds like a neat whare, and just an enables the residents of Rotorua and surrounding districts an opportunity to get a first-class facility. It shouldn't surprise us that it has taha Māori interwoven in its design concepts. And, of course, George Clico today reminding us that there are wonderful opportunities in St John's and as a paramedic or an AMBO. And let's hope that the uptake from our young people is strong in the years that follow. It's been nice meeting you, George. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about the opening of the whare last week with us here on Irirangi Wātea and with our partner stations. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Thanks so much.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi. Thanks, George.